With us right now, Congressman Sean Duffy. First of all, Congress is talking about a budget? Really?
Well, if that's to me, yeah, actually, if you think back to before Christmas, the Ryan Murray budget deal passed the House and the Senate, and we actually worked on the appropriations side. We took those budget numbers and we passed an appropriations or an omnibus bill to fund the government for the next 2 years. This was a bipartisan deal. So there's things in here that I don't like. There's things that give me heartburn. But on balance, I think we're going in the right direction where we continue to reduce spending year over year, get our budgets under control, and get Democrats to buy into this idea that we have to start to limit how much we spend. Today, I voted for it. I think when you see a government actually work and not move towards dysfunction and shutdowns, I think that's a positive development.
Well, we should clarify for the listeners that today's work with the omnibus spending bill is a part of the compromise that was passed last month, isn't it?
It is. So the budget compromise with Murray and Ryan, those set the budget numbers, but then it is the spending part of it where the appropriators actually write the spending bill, and that's what was voted on today. Before Christmas was budget. Now this is the spending using that budget. It was a pretty bipartisan vote, roughly 350 ayes and around 50 noes. So it was a pretty good bipartisan vote.
As you look at the vote on this package, what would you say is your favorite thing about the spending package, and what would you wish you could take out of it?
In regard to our district, I was able to work on getting the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding back up to an appropriate level. This is a bipartisan issue on the Great Lakes, and it's basically our region around the lakes. We all work together to make sure we're taking care of them. There had been a proposed cut to only $60 million. We got it back to the traditional level of $300 million, so that was the positive. For me, you know, we have a large Hmong community. This was an additional spending, but we were able to use the budget and get dollars set aside for Laos. There's a lot of mines that are still over there from the Vietnam War, and there's young kids that are injured all the time from stepping on these old mines and making sure that those are removed. There's a limited amount of money, but we were able to make sure that was actually funded in this spending bill. That was positive. But you know, on the negative side, for me, my concern is what's happening with our military benefits. What we were able to do is make sure that those military veterans who have retired that have a disability, they don't have any impact in this proposal. They get their traditional COLA increases. The men and women who serve our country, who put their lives on the line, I don't think should be the first ones on the chopping block when we find budget agreements. And so I'm actually with a number, over 100 members in the House, working on a proposal that will restore those COLA increases for them. And I think that's important. That's the one part of this compromise that I really don't like. But on balance, we've worked on getting it done, and now we're going to work on some of these fixes that have, again, given us the heartburn.